Art, this first round bye is looking even better for the Seahawks regarding the weather.
Yes, they don't have to participate in anything this weekend. They can sit at home and by the fireplace, watch the games, peel grapes, and be thankful they're not in Green Bay. The forecast is deteriorating throughout the Midwest and Northeast, and the forecast Sunday is that Green Bay's high temperature will be zero.
Ugh. On Lambeau Field.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
It'll be very frozen.
Oh, man. And then the wind chill throws in. You know, we're talking 20 or 30 degrees below zero by the time the game ends in the dark. So it's really a dramatic scene set. And I just realized I probably would have gone to the first round playoff game. It was on the road with the Seahawks. But no, I don't have to go. And I don't have to eat cheese curds in Green Bay.
Well, San Francisco has the honor of playing the Packers in Green Bay.
And the Seattle fans have three words for San Francisco. Neener, neener, neener. So it's really kind of funny to see how this is unfolding. San Francisco was the NFC champs last year. And now they are suffering the consequences of not being able to beat Seattle this year. So Seattle can sit back and watch this. It's going to be a lot of fun for football watchers this weekend because Seattle's opponent has yet to be determined.
Well, right, because before Sunday's game, there's a game on Saturday, a playoff game, that could influence who the Seahawks play in their first playoff game on January 11th.
The best way for followers of this to understand the options is that if New Orleans beats the Eagles in Philadelphia Saturday, New Orleans comes to Seattle. If the Saints lose that game, then the winner of the Green Bay-San Francisco game on Sunday will advance to CenturyLink to be yelled at on Saturday, January 11th, by 68,000 hardcore fans.
So the Seahawks had a 13-3 record at the end of the regular season, best in the NFL, that earned them a first-round bye and home field advantage in the playoffs. Some coaches, Pete Carroll included, don't want byes. Do you think a week off will help the Seahawks or hurt them?
Well, I think in this case, it works in their favor because any chance to rest and any chance to heal injuries, I think, is welcome and warranted. I understand Carroll's concern, and most coaches are apprehensive about a bye because it takes a team out of rhythm, and it also gives free time to players where they can get in trouble. So that's something that coaches really typically don't like. But in this case, the Seahawks had to pay a lot of attention to their last game against St. Louis. They needed to win that to clinch the advantages you just mentioned. And if they hadn't had that urgency about them, they may not have played as well. And then you follow that with a bye. It's really possible that Carroll's worst nightmare could come true and the Seahawks lose their edge with time off.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.